are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Our television audience, it is a great honor right here from Pretoria, Tshwane, the capital of South Africa, to bring the word of God for you. We know throughout Africa, Europe, America, you are going to be blessed by this broadcast. Know that God is for you, and if God is for you, who can be against you? So we want to welcome you today. Come on, welcome our television audience all over. My message this morning, I want to continue. God is always on time. Amen. I said God is always on time. Delay is not denial. So we read again tonight, together, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. Verse 10. I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Somebody say, in His time. God is nooit laat, nie, hy is altyd betyd. Sê vanoggend betyd. God is never late, He's always on time. Also, He has put eternity in their heart, except that no one can find out what God has done from beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. Also, that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the journey, the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. We're not going to get so stressed out in the journey that we stop living. We're going to enjoy the life that Jesus gave us, from the pit through the prison to the palace. Say amen. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Whatever God intends for your life, it shall be. No devil can stop it. No person can stop it. No program can stop it. If it's God's plan for your life, it shall be. So let's get into the message this morning in the next 25 minutes. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. In the Living Bible, the Bible says, and the Lord said to me, write my answer or the vision on a billboard, large and clear, so that anyone can read it at a glance and rush to tell the others. But these things I plan for you, I want to say, won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, and surely. The time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. I know we want everything overnight. We want to dream today and be a billionaire tomorrow. We want to dream about being a ruler, and we want it to happen tomorrow. But your God comes and He says, slowly, steadily, and surely. I know we don't like the word slowly. It's like a young person who says, God, give me patience and give it to me now. Amen. The time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. For if it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. They will not be overdue a single day. Psalm 37, verse 7 to 8, the Bible says in the Living Translation, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for Him to act. Don't fret and worry. It only leads to harm. Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for Him to act. Don't fret and worry, it only leads to harm. I want to say to you this morning that the day you become committed to pursue God's dream for your life, you have to understand that there will be times where God Himself will put you in the waiting room. Every potter knows that he has power over the clay. And even after that clay has been molded into something beautiful, that vessel has to be shelved so that that vessel will show to be strong enough to go to the fire. And then after the vessel goes to the fire, that vessel is shelved again before it is sold. So I want to talk about these times of delay in our lives. These times that we don't have control over, and yet we have to believe that God is in control. When things don't make sense, when you pursue God's dream for your life, you will run into times of delay. But the good news this morning is that God's delay is not God's denial. It is a time where God is preparing you for the promise, for the palace, for rulership. I know we feel frustrated when things don't happen according to our timetable. When we don't understand the why and the when, we become frustrated. But we learn to trust that in the end, God is in control. It is very hard when we cannot see God in action. After all, the Bible calls him the invisible God. It does not mean that the invisible God is not there. He is the one who promised, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He is the one, the invisible God, that is orchestrating your plan of deliverance in his perfect timing. After all, the Bible is filled with many delays. I told the young people last Sunday night, you have to find yourself in the Bible. Go read the Bible and see your life story in the life of Abraham, in the life of Moses, in the life of David, in the life of Jesus. Go find yourself in the Bible and watch that every great giant of God, God was very patient to build character in them. Not one of them did not go through some tough times, through much tribulation before they reached their final destiny, not in heaven, but here on earth. Abraham, 25 years, God says, you will have a son. 25 years later, Abraham has the son. Moses, 40 years of wandering aimlessly in the wilderness. When God? Not time yet, Moses. We know that Moses tried to preempt the will of God, and that set him back. He tried to force God into his timetable. But you know and I know that you cannot force God to do what he has not planned for you. You cannot force God to preempt his will ahead of time. You have to learn to walk in pace with God. Don't date that girl before the time, amen. And don't wait too long before you ask her to marry you. Come on, say amen. Just now somebody else gets her. Amen. David, 16 years after he's anointed king, he has to duck the spears that come from Saul. He has to run for his life. Paul, 14 years after he has a revelation that Jesus is the Christ, on the road to Damascus, preaches the gospel. Then 14 years, he disappears where Jesus teaches him. And then Joseph, this amazing young man that has this vision of rulership, an authentic vision that comes from God, not one vision, but two visions, to be a ruler. A ruler, a vision of greatness as every human being should have. And he tells his father, and his father observes the vision. He tells his brother, and the Bible says his brothers hated him. One of the most painful things in life is when your brothers betray you. When you go through the hurt of abandonment and the hurt of betrayal. But it's part of the journey. Joseph, although his brothers betrayed him, never allowed what his brothers did to determine who he became. He never ran into a corner and sulked and sucked his thumb and became a victim of circumstances. He believed that God was with him, and so should you this morning, my dear friend. God is with you wherever you are. Come on, say amen. You may not be where you want to be, but thank God you're not where you used to be. God is with you this morning, believe it. Hallelujah. Not only is he betrayed by his brothers and sold into slavery. I mean, imagine, he's the blue-eyed boy. He has the coat of favor. That coat shows the favor of God. And it's like the church, and it's a good thing. We are camping in the grace of God and in the favor of God. But people think if you have the coat of favor, you will never have challenges. You will have challenges. This life will be full of obstacles. This life will be full of detours and delays and disappointments. But we don't allow those things to be a stumbling block to us. We turn them into stepping stones, come on, so that we can run stronger and harder for God. Not only is his brothers betray him in Potiphar's house, he's falsely accused of rape. Imagine being in the front of the newspaper and it's a lie. Yeah, your character is morally defamed, attempted rape, and he's thrown into prison. And in prison, he's not wasting away. He rises to the top wherever he finds himself. You see, you could not keep Joseph down, like you cannot keep cream at the bottom. No matter where you find yourself, you can glow for God. Come on, you may be in a prison, you can rise to the top because God's favor is with you. You don't have to be a victim of your circumstances. You can believe that God is for you as God was with Joseph. So he never allowed what happened to him to shape him and to shape his future. And so many in our country still allow what happened yesterday to shape their tomorrow. And I know what happened yesterday is a terrible thing. What happened to Joseph is a most terrible thing. But he knew that God was in control. And I believe that as a Christian, if you want to walk in a state of constant peace, you need to walk in a higher dimension of truth where you believe that you have a Father That your Father is alive, that your Father is looking out for you. No matter what people plot or scheme against you, God will protect you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Come on, God will have the final say. God will get you from the pit, through the prison, to the palace in His divine time. Wherever Joseph found himself, God was there. He rested in God's timing. And the Bible says, we read in Psalm 105, and it is true that when you look at your life, you can see God's hand throughout your life. Even in the moments you were not sure God was there. But then when you look back, young person, as you grow older, me, a few gray hairs, I can look back and say, I saw God in Lady Brain. I saw God in Bloemfontein. I see God in Pretoria. So I know I will see God in Johannesburg. I will see God in my future. Come on, I saw God in my yesterday. I will see God in my tomorrow. So Joseph, the Bible says, is sent by God as a slave because of God's greater purpose. I mean, not the storybook that we will buy, not the book we're going to buy off the shelf. Amen. We want 3 steps to success. We want instant dynamic success. That's what we want, especially the millennial generation. We say the word patience. They're not even patient enough to say patience because everything just has to happen. Not if you read the right storybook, not the storybook of entitlement. Because Joseph was an entitled young man, and he had to learn that God had a different journey for him, God's journey, so that at the end of his life, God would receive the glory and God would receive the praise. So the Bible says, God sent him through his brothers. Doesn't even make sense. God was in control. God was behind this, protecting his son. But God was leading his son to get him to the palace because of his greater purpose. You see, my dear friend, you cannot look at your life just in the time frame of months and years. And you, your spouse, and your children, you have to look at your life in the context of God's greater purpose in this world that we find ourselves. Then things will begin to make more sense, that it's not just about you, and it's not just about the end of this week and the end of this year, where you write on your wall that if God doesn't come through for you by the end of the year, he's not a good year God. There will be times that the delays will be delays, and you have no control over them, and you have to learn to be faithful in the most unlikely places that you find yourself. When God sent me to Lady Brand, next year we celebrate 30 years of that church, back in 1988. First time I went to Lady Brand, never even knew there was a little place called Lady Brand. Didn't even know where it was till I went and did an outreach there. First time I drove into Lady Brand, I still sat with my feet on the dashboard of a combi. I'm a young evangelist. I'm going to turn Lady Brand upside down. And I say, God will never put me in a little place like this. I'm called for big things. And the Lord heard me. And he sent me to Lady Brand for 5 years, until Lady Brand became the village of God, or the town of God, until you need a dynamite to kick me out of Lady Brand. I found God in my prison. I found God in my pit. I found God where I didn't want to go. I want to tell you, you can find God anywhere. You can find God when they demote you. You can find God when they betray you. You can find God when they lie about you. And I want to tell you that God will have the final say. God will bring you through, and what was meant to curse you, God will use to bless you. Come on, shout amen if you believe it, and give the Lord a praise. Somebody in the house, hallelujah. So Joseph had to rest in the time of God, and the Bible says, until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. So imagine, we read in a few moments, we read about Joseph, but imagine the trauma, the stress, his brothers throwing him in a pit, selling him, stripped naked, losing everything. His father thought he was dead. Nobody cared, no SMS, no social media. Couldn't just tweet it out there, hey, I'm still alive. No like on his tweet of the day. Oh man, don't get a social media, a social junkie. Because people may say like, and God says dislike. You may be right and wrong. Figure it out. What you say may be wrong, but the timing is wrong. What you say is right, the timing is wrong. Amen. So maybe like Joseph, you're in that place, the opposite to what you believe in God for is happening in your life. It's like delay upon delay upon delay. Don't misinterpret God's intention. God has not abandoned you. He's not forgotten about you. He's orchestrating your deliverance. He's working in the background. He's working in people's hearts. He's setting you up for the right time where His release will come in your life. Now, I can't put a time frame to that. I can't tell you, give an offering today and you're going to get a 100-fold return. I don't know. I don't know how God is walking with you, where you are in your walk with God. For one person, it's immediately. Another person, it's 14 years. Another person, it's 25 years. Another person, it's 13 years. Another person, it is just, whatever he touches seems to be blessed. I don't know, but God has the right to do whatever he wants to do because of his greater purpose. That's why you're not going to do this Christian thing without a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You're not going to do this Christian thing reading a manual. Except if it's the Bible. You're going to have to walk and take God-guided steps by faith and have that sense of God's presence with you. A peace that surpasses all understanding, that money cannot buy, alcohol cannot buy, no relationship can buy, no bribe can buy, nothing can buy that peace that Jesus gives you. Nothing can buy what Jesus gives you. And once you have it, you don't want to lose it. You become incorruptible and untouchable. Not that you will not go through trials and tribulations, but you know whose you are, and you know that God is in control. Like Paul the Apostle, who wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says, we are perplexed at what is happening. We are puzzled. We are bewildered. I mean, Paul, you are the man that is writing about faith, and you admit that there are times that you are puzzled, that you are bewildered at what is happening. We don't know it all. We never will. That's why we need a relationship with God and faith. And the very people who promise you the world are the ones most often to betray you. Lord said to me once when I was a young pastor, he said to me, you will be betrayed by those closest to you. And it never even made sense to me until it happened, because it hurts you. And when you get betrayed by people close to you, the easiest thing is just to say, well, I don't deserve it, right? Because who does? Who does? Who likes to be hurt? Nobody. But we can't allow the journey of life to take the life of God out of us, the wind of God out of our sails. That's why we forgive people even before they sin against us. We guard our hearts so that we may run this race looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We don't allow ourselves to be tainted by what is happening in our world. We stay true. We stay on course like Joseph. I mean, I'm sure he could have laid with Potiphar's wife and nobody would have known. It's because he stood with God that she made everybody know. You walk with God. You stay close to God. And God will get you at the right time to the right place. Don't allow yourself to get all stressed out, to toss and turn at night, to worry, worry, worry. How many of us know no good has ever come from worrying? Get mad, get angry, want to smash everything. It doesn't help. Make it out for yourself that God is real. He's not somebody's imagination. And I say to people all the time when people talk to me, there's this young one guy, I'm trying to convert him. And, you know, he believes in everything. And I said to him, you can't convince me. I met Jesus. This is not a theory. I don't do ministry because I went to Bible school. This is my life. I was blind, now I see. I was lost, now I'm found. This Jesus saved me. This Jesus did what nobody else can do. Come on. And if you find that Jesus, oh, come on, somebody, you need to give the Lord Jesus a praise in this house today. If you find this Jesus, nothing else matters. Oh, come on, I need the ladies to shout in this place. The ladies, give the Lord a praise in this house, because some of you have gone through some stuff, and I'm telling you that God has not forsaken you. God has not abandoned you. God has not left you. Hallelujah. Feel the presence of God in this place. So understand that God is His own timetable, and His timetable is never our timetable, ever. So three things I want to encourage you with this morning in the last few minutes. Number one, Believe that God still has a good plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I want you to know that God will have the final say at the right time in your life. Don't give up hope. I want you to know this morning that God will still fulfill His word in your life. His promises are yes and amen. Psalm 30 verse 5, the Bible says, His anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The sun will shine again. Come on. You will laugh again. You will rejoice again. He will turn your weeping into dancing. Come on. He will give you beautiful ashes. He will anoint your head with fresh oil. God has not abandoned you. I want to shout it out. Hope in your heart today in the name of Jesus. Joseph in Genesis 50 says to his brothers, do not be afraid, for I'm in the place of God. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. In order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. So what was meant to harm you, God's going to use to bless you. Be patient. You know, your breakthrough is around the corner. You just can't see around the corner. Your breakthrough, you just keep pressing in. Keep pressing in. That corner may be a year, 2 years, 3 years. I don't know. You just stay faithful in the purpose of God. Number two, I go quick. Trust God even when things don't make sense. They seldom will. Trust God when things don't make sense. Don't begin to ask everybody for the opinion. You'll get yourself in trouble. If God gave you a clear word, you trust Him when things don't make sense. You stay faithful. You don't sell out. Proverbs 16 verse 9, the Bible says, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Proverbs 20:24, a man's steps are of the Lord. How can a man understand his own way? When God directs our paths, He sometimes, or I want to say, He always leads us in a way that doesn't make sense. I mean, I wanted to be an evangelist because I had a big vision, and God's way is Lady Brand for six people. Six. And then, and I've always been a hard worker. I don't believe lazy people get anywhere. Because the Bible says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. If you have a vision, you'll have a lot of activity. The bigger the dream, the more your activity. If your dream is real, there'll be a lot of activity. So when we talk about waiting, we're not talking about passive waiting. The word waiting means serving. It's like waiting on the master, serving. Like Joseph was serving in the prison. He didn't sit and wait for his deliverance, he served. And one thing led to the next thing. Amen. So not everything is going to make sense. God's the timing doesn't make sense. But wherever you are, you have to be faithful like Joseph. So in Lady Brand, I worked hard. 5 o'clock in the morning up, praying till 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock behind my desk, visit the whole congregation every week. Grew the congregation to 30-something. That December, 23 people moved. And I was left with about 13 people again. 13. That's a home cell. God's man of the hour, anointed with power. I'm going to change the world. And every Monday I thought about quitting. Fact. Now I've outgrown that rubbish. Because I'm resilient. Amen. When you go through enough stuff, you become resilient. Quitting is not an option. It doesn't even enter your mind. But every Monday I wanted to quit. That's a fact. Imagine. Thinking, what am I doing here? I just could have been in sales. I was in sales. God was blessing what I did. And I thought, why can't I just also support a church? But the Lord called me. And every Monday I wanted to quit. Every Monday. It was a blue Monday. And I would go to the mountain with the birds. I had people drive to me from Bloemfontein. Listen to me. Trying to preempt the will of God. A whole combi of business people came through and said, you're wasting your time in Lady Brand. We want you to start a church for us in Bloemfontein. 3 years before God called me to Bloemfontein. But they were all rebels. Said, there's no church in Bloemfontein we can fit in. And I was smart enough, I was 23 years old. The problem is not with the church. The problem is with you, okay? Because if you can't find a church, it's you the problem. Because there is no perfect church. There are no perfect people, amen? And if you find the perfect church, please don't join it. You're going to mess it up with your attitude. You know, I spoke to a rugby player not too long. I said, are you still going to church? He says, no. I say, well, before you played for the Springboks, you went to church every week. Now you never go. I can't find a church. I said, God, not a church for you. special are you? Woo! You can't fit into what God's doing? Wow! Are you going to fit into heaven? Proverbs chapter 3, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. We will not always understand everything, but we are called to trust. Romans 8 verse 28, the Bible says, we know all things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. The good, the bad, the ugly, all things work together for good. We trust. There remains a rest for the people of God. The end of faith is to rest, trusting. When you don't know, there might be a purpose for what you are going through. Maybe God is trying to get your attention and to steer you in a different direction. Maybe God is using the season to teach you to lean upon Him, to put your hope in Him. That's why James the Apostle said in James chapter 1, count it all joy when you go through various tests, trials, and tribulations. Maybe this delay will show the greatness of God. God's deliverance will come and it will work in God's greater purpose, and people will have to acknowledge that there is a God in heaven, like Nebuchadnezzar had to with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come on. We should remain faithful. James chapter 1 verse 4, the Bible says in the Message, so don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so that you may become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Number 3, closing 2 minutes. Rest in God's timing. Believe that God is in control. I know it's a difficult thing to do. That's why you need to walk with God. You need, when your mind wants to worry and your mind wants to get stressed out, you need to go into that inner place and you need to rest and know that God is in control. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6, therefore humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. To humble yourself means to put your hope fully upon the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. To trust in what Jesus did for you 2,000 years ago. Humility is accepting that He did everything. I can approach the throne room of God, not because of my works, but because of what Jesus did. I'm accepted because of Jesus. I can rest in the grace of God. I can know that God loves me because He is God. I may not be perfect, but God loves me. So I can humble myself as a child under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt me in due time. Due time, God's time and not my time. Last week I told you, Johnny, who comes to his father, Dad, can I have the keys to the car? I want to take somebody on a date. And the dad says, no. He says, Daddy, why can't I? Don't you trust me? Johnny, you know I trust you. But Dad, don't you love me? Johnny, you know I love you. Why then can I not have the keys? You're only 12 years old, Johnny. You're gonna harm yourself and you're gonna harm somebody else. Sometimes we think we're ready for something and we're not. God knows when the right time is, when the character is fully developed, when His blessing will not cause you to implode, when your ego will not become so exalted that you no longer serve God when you reach the palace. Ultimately, we all are servants of God, and one day we will stand before Jesus. And it should be your heart's desire one day to stand before Jesus and hear, well done, good and faithful servant. So know this morning that if you're somebody that you are following after God, that you are serving the purpose of God, know this morning that God is with you. And God is orchestrating your future. He's already planned your whole life. We just have to walk out these steps that God has pre-planned for us. Not easy. But that's why we did the series on God-guided steps by faith. Every day, a journey of faith. Every day, a journey of dependence and reliance upon the grace of God, upon the presence of the Holy Spirit. This is not a religion. This is different to every other religion by virtue of it is a relationship. I heard a man that was high up in his religion. He got converted to Christianity. He was somebody that persecuted Christians. And he says, Jesus came into my room and for the first time in my life, I felt love. And I knew it was God. He says, but the God I served, I never felt love. I had laws and rules, but I never experienced anything. Why do I stand here and preach my heart out every week? Because He touched me, never touched myself. He changed me. He revealed Himself to me. And I want to tell you that God will do the same for you. When you're in the valley of the shadow of death, you will encounter Him as the good shepherd. Come on. When you walk through the fire, you will encounter His presence. The Son of God will be with you. Come on. When you are in the lion's den, He will shut the lion's mouth. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will be with you to the end of time. Therefore, rest in His timing. And know that your Father knows better. That He'll make all things beautiful in its time. In Jesus' name. If you receive the word of God today, give the Lord a praise offering. Come on, let's thank Him for the word. Hallelujah.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer with Pastor Utt.
Just say these words. Say, Lord Jesus, I open my heart and I invite You to be my Lord and to be my Savior. I believe You are the Christ. I believe You died for my sin. I believe You rose from the grave. Today, I confess You as my Lord and Savior. Thank You for healing my heart. Thank You for setting me free. Thank You for forgiving all my sin. Thank You for a new beginning. I know You hear me. And today, You forgive me and give me a brand new beginning. Here I am, Lord. Take all of me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.